When he was a schoolboy, he heard the stories told. The brave-hearted conquerors, benevolent and bold. Their vision of righteousness, imposed by the will of God and man, and he grew to become, never questioning, a quiet American. From his life of privilege, the world was black and white, divided into good and evil as clear as day and night. Off on his grand crusade, singing for God and country, he set sail. He was ready to serve and never to swerve, the quiet American. Now the quiet American just can't wait, believing that God has ordained his fate. With a smile and his charm and his naivete, supreme in his confidence. So he began his mission to extend a helping hand, an offer of salvation to a poor and savage clan, whose ignorance and poverty the true and only path would surely cure, if they would just surrender their hearts and minds to the quiet American. Oh, the quiet American, so sure, certain the truth of his faith will endure, the blasphemous lies of the infidels, in need of his saving grace. Mocking vacant stares, the derision or the hatred for the gifts he offered there, until one day he gave his heart to a shining princess of that far off realm. It's funny how love can call into question certain reality. So the American quietly lost faith in the order his fathers had put into place. When he stood in the shoes of the other ones, looking through other eyes, now the quiet American